Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't know.
Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Monday edition of the program.
I have a baseball hangover.
Case of the Mondays, Houston?
A little bit, yep. Just a little bit.
Baseball's a little weirder than... football.
What a series.
Football is, or even basketball. I mean, they're all or nothing. Come in on Mondays, it's been a series. You know, there's different levels.
I know.
It's not just like, oh, we won big or we lost small or what. I guess you could treat the whole series like that. But, which in that case, this one would be like losing at the buzzer in basketball. But
I mean, we lost 2-1 in the series and by a run total, like run margin.
Well, I mean, every game was one run.
I know.
Congrats to Davey Hudson for getting the 2-1 series loss correct.
TK2. I don't want to make TK mad.
Hopefully he listens to the beginning.
I think he'll podcast it.
Okay.
I still think you're a bunch of bums. There's the negativity
no,
in
man.
The air. Was
I
circulating.
Wasn't, I wasn't trying
it
to be negative.
It permeated.
I do like find it interesting, though, that I did zero research and was right just because of the name on the front of the jersey, but that's neither here nor there.
There it is.
Yep.
Victory lap.
I'm not victory lapping. Go look up for one negative tweet.
I'm not gonna,
saves it
I'm
for
not
the start
gonna,
of the show.
I'm not taking a victory lap. Everyone knew I was right.
What scores did you put out for the games?
Check the ledger. Check the tape.
Because I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I had Tennessee losing the first game by one run.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. But I thought that's because, you know,
that's on you.
The Arkansas starter was going to be good in that game.
He wasn't.
He was not.
No.
Tennessee
is it five in the first?
5-2, 6-3, 3-2.
Okay. Wait, which one did we win?
Wait, so you got the Sunday score exactly right?
Hypothetical.
Did we win or did we lose 3-2?
Sunday.
Then yeah.
Good grief.
You make me sick.
Which one did we win?
We won Saturday.
6-3? Yeah, which score did we win? I feel like he's making
3-2 Sunday. Oh, did we win?
Yeah, in his prediction.
No, he had us
Houston,
winning
you
Saturday.
Had it on Sunday. You had Tennessee winning 11-5, and Nate had a UT winning 9-1.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that
no,
Arkansas
the,
would
the
bring whole, in.
All the talk was, oh, Arkansas doesn't have a Sunday starter.
They have a Sunday reliever.
Lyell Lockhart, the guy, he, nothing but sliders for about 6.5 innings. And then we finally hit 4 singles to the exact same spot. We figured him out.
Wait, he threw nothing but sliders too?
I felt like it. I mean, he mixed in a high fastball.
No, Copps throws nothing but sliders.
No, Copps.
He threw like 2 fastballs the whole game.
Lockhart threw a lot of sliders.
He can't hit the slider.
And then Copps.
No one can hit Copps.
Hate that Copps. Weird arm delivery.
How do we not score after the first inning in game one?
When they brought in Monk, I was really nervous because he looked really good Friday night. That guy couldn't find the plate.
He couldn't find the catcher.
Then they bring in Vermillion. I'm thinking, all right, we can get on base for Vermillion. We'll be okay. He put 3 to the backstop. He had one ball that didn't make it halfway to home plate before it hit the ground. That guy lost it quickly.
Fell down, yeah.
And then they called in Copps. They called the Copps on us. Ruined the party. See what I did there?
Can't hit that guy. Yeah, I saw it. I heard it.
It's ridiculous.
Even when you put the bat on the ball on his slider, it just doesn't
goes
go
nowhere.
Uh-uh. Lipsy has hit one ball hard down the line, but that was because it kind of buried in on him, and he got the barrel on it. I mean, I don't know what you do with that guy.
We got to take him out before Hoover. We got to figure out a way. I'm just kidding.
I don't know, man.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't actually be for that.
No, I just thought you meant take him out of the game. You know, like
no, I meant like.
Oh, okay.
You know, Tonya Harding. What? I'm kidding. Unless somebody wants to do it, you shoot me your Venmo. You know, Cody hates Arkansas.
That's true.
If there's one guy who might do it, I feel like if we give Cody a little coin, take 40 West. Can't cross the bridge still. Take the other bridge.
I mean, it's kind of brilliant. They have one pitcher win 2 games for them, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, instead of using a guy to start, you know, Friday night as your best pitcher, just piece it together, hang around long enough, get to Copps, and he can win you 2 games.
Do you see what his secret remedy was to be able to pitch Friday? And
beet juice.
Weirdo, beet juice, already out on him. Anyone who drinks beet juice for recovery, is that a thing?
I didn't know that. I thought that was just.
You ever tasted a beet?
I thought that was just a joke on
you
the
office. You ever had a beet?
With Schmidt.
You ever had a beet?
No.
They're not good.
Have you ever seen one? Yeah, what'd I say? Schmidt. Dwight Schrute.
Wow,
sorry.
Said, yikes, man.
Yeah, whatever.
I thought you were thinking of Schmidt from New Girl.
He probably drinks beet juice, too.
Beet juice.
Keep his figure.
Every time I hear beets, I think of Doug.
Doug?
Do 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 do. That was the famed vegetable of Bluffington. Patty mayonnaise, Doug funny. Hey Doug.
Look, I will agree with. I will agree.
Have you ever seen Doug?
I have not.
No.
I will agree that Tennessee is just not quite there with the elite teams.
We have great starting pitching.
It's taken.
We need more relief.
It's taken heroics to win one game off Vanderbilt and to win one game off Arkansas. However, you were in both. I mean, you could have won all 3 games against Arkansas,
yeah.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
We felt a little more overmatched when Vandy came to town. But with both those series being at home,
yeah,
it feels like we're just not quite on that level. We're in the, I don't know, whatever range you want to, maybe 6 or 7 to 12 to 13 range in the country, I feel like.
We're good enough to go to Omaha, but maybe not quite good enough to win it all yet.
I don't know, man. Like, if Kirby Cannell can figure out whatever he lost between the Florida-Vandy series and now.
Well, the weird thing is with baseball, you can get hot at the right time, but typically that talent just eventually kind of or in our case, the slight lack of talent catches up to you. Not that we're not talented. I mean, we're grading Tennessee baseball right now on like national
top five teams.
Not. I mean, Tony Vitello has done an amazing job.
We're not supposed to be here.
Not there. No. I mean,
no. I'm saying like we're not supposed to be a top five team this year.
Right.
We're not even, you know, top 20. Sure. But we're not supposed to be touching teams like Arkansas and Vanderbilt.
I was hoping we could host a regional when the year started. That's what I was hoping for. That's top 16.
And that's looking pretty good.
Yeah, it's great.
In fact,
surely we
fairly
will.
Sure.
They announced the 20 locations.
Yeah, so are we one of the four that gets cut? I don't think so. That will be announced in 13 days, May 30th.
Okay.
Unless they change it again, which they very well may.
Gotcha.
They like to move those dates around.
Mm-hmm.
But now we just... I don't know. Arkansas bullpen was just really good.
We also made some really we've made some really bad fielding plays in some of these biggest games.
Yeah. There was a
little
couple
things
that stood out Sunday. I don't think it was anyone's fault, but that weird blooper double that had the crazy side spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd hope that somebody could track that down. Then we had Pavloni.
He got
throw way wide on when they stole second. It just sailed right, and that goes to the outfield.
Well, the guy that made a second on the bloop double, then took third on a pass ball, then came home on a sack fly. Basically, at one point, Arkansas had the lead 2-1 on three hits.
Yeah. Well, at one point, the hits were like 5-1, and I think it was a tie game.
Can't happen.
Or no, it might have been 5-1, and we were up 1-0. I can't remember.
Have you ever seen a kid think he fouled the ball off and it drops him for a hit? Like, Pat, was that a... Who got on Saturday to start?
Pavloni.
Was that Pavloni?
The one over the top of the second baseman?
Yeah.
Yeah. He thought... He had no idea.
I've never
And everyone's
seen
screaming at him to run. Second baseman didn't see it either. Very strange.
Really?
That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Pavloni interviewed yesterday said, yeah, I think me and the second baseman were the only two people in the stadium who had no idea where that ball was.
Weird, weird situation.
Well, there was some good news come out of the weekend. I put it in the group thread this morning. I don't know if any of you have seen it.
Nope.
There are some renderings in Lindsey Nelson for the renovation, the update.
In Lindsey Nelson?
Apparently. Somebody snuck in and took some pictures.
Oh.
And, buddy, if this is what they do,
whoo.
Before we get to that, shouts out to Tennessee fans for making that place awesome this weekend.
Yeah,
great environment.
Player saying it was nuts.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. What did they say?
He tweeted at the Legends.
Arkansas player did?
Yeah, yeah, it was like, hats off to
Vol Creatures.
Yeah, Vol Creatures. Y'all are something else.
Good. I like that. I like that. It's a hat tip. It's like when Baker Mayfield was like, it was so loud in there, bro. I couldn't do anything, man. You know, however Baker talks, I can't remember exactly. Tacos and nachos and stuff.
Mm.
Cheesecake Factory. Anyway.
What was the deal with Tony V going after his mentor after the series ended?
So what they showed on TV was the heated exchange. And then after that, Sean Finchem sent in a video that was much more calm, reserved. But apparently, old buddy Van Horn said something about something that happened on the field, which... I have no idea what he could be talking about.
On the field?
Yeah, in the final game. And then Tony brought something up, is according to Tony V,
mm-hmm.
brought something up from off the field. And I went back in Zapruder film, this SEC Network footage, and you can hear. I can kind of read lips. I'm not the best. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to crack some code here, but... Tony V obviously put the mask up so that you could have no idea what he was saying. Super smart. And at one point, Van Horn says, his mouth's covered, and as soon as it kind of opens up to where you can see it, it says, got control when you left. And then it gets covered up again, and he says, how about that, big fella? And that's when Tony, well, he didn't take it well. So then that's when the players came out, and Drew Gilbert, at the very end, it ends up saying, we'll see you again, bleep. We'll see you again. We'll see you again.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
We may never get it. We may have to have Russell find out. Him and Tony B are tight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just saying. I mean, we might have to keep it off the air.
I mean.
But I got to know. I have to know.
The way Tennessee celebrated the walk-off Saturday, I thought might
maybe.
Kinda
oh,
hack,
you think that was it?
Hack
hey,
off.
I didn't appre-
Yeah.
Shut up. If that's the Arkansas case, shut Saturday. Up. It's a walk-off home run at home against the number one team in the country. Get the bleep out of here if that's what you're mad about.
What?
Get out.
What I thought Tony V might be mad about, did you see when Van Horn went to take, I believe it was bring in cops? Or it might have been the pitcher before that. He went out to the mound.
It was to bring in Monk. It was the first time he went
forever.
Out there. It took forever.
The umpire had to come out.
I could read the umpire's lips that whole time. He's like, you can tell that Van Horn's like, hey, how you doing, John? He's like, I'm good. You going to make a move? And he says something, and I could hear or read the ump's lips, and he says, yeah, I like it a lot. Are you going to make a move? And then he's kind of like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and make a move. And then the ump is the one who turns to the bullpen and makes the call for Monk.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, no, I think at that point it was Vermillion. They brought Vermillion in first, right? Or was
no,
it
Monk?
Monk
was first.
Okay, then that was for Monk. And,
I
yeah.
I thought it was the next. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I thought it was. I thought it was the first time he'd made a move. Because when they took Monk out, that was pretty like, we got to get this guy out of here.
But the color commentator seemed to think that Van Horn was making a comment about balls and strikes.
To the ump?
Yeah. That's why he made
based
him,
on what the ump said back.
That's why he made him come out there.
Made him come out there. Like, took so long, so he'd have to come
like
talk to him?
The ump had to come out there. He had to ask him something. And Van Horn said something about balls and strikes. And that's when he said, yeah, I like it a lot, or something.
Like, oh, like maybe he said, like, hey, do you like your strike zone today?
Yeah.
Okay, I could buy that.
That's what he was,
I could buy that.
That's what the color guy said he was thinking. And he's like, yeah,
I like it a lot.
No. Yeah, he said.
You think he's maybe like, are you happy with your strike zone today or your performance? Like, yeah, I like it a lot.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that. I just couldn't see Van Horn's face. He was facing away from the camera.
That's why I didn't think it was Monk, because Monk obviously was nowhere near the zone.
No, that's why I thought it was to bring in Monk.
Yeah. Because he caught some close balls on what's-his-face, the starter. That
Lockhart. At Lockhart. There towards the end, yeah. But he was kind of losing that slider. That's why we were dinging him up to the gap between third and short. But it was something.
It's not crazy, though, for the umpire to signal the bullpen. I know people are tweeting about that. I noticed when we were at the Vanderbilt series in person, a lot of times when the manager would walk out.
He'd kind of point to the ump, and then the ump would.
Yeah. Well, but it's never to the home plate ump. It's the one, like for Tennessee, it's the right field guy. He would kind of jog down towards the bullpen, make sure Tennessee's pitchers knew, hey, yeah, Tony V wants you to come on in.
Gotcha. But that was an interesting exchange with Van Horn.
Very weird.
He was like, we're just going to sit here until the ump comes out so that we can give our guy enough time to warm up. And then the brouhaha at the end. But, yeah, it's just fascinating.
That was crazy.
Because if you're Van Horn, you would think Tony V having this success would reflect well on you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're Tony V, you would think you would appreciate all the opportunities that Van Horn gave you that you could get a job at Tennessee. Why do people hate us so much?
Because Tony V is a big – I think he's a big jerk, and I love him for it. I think he's just a cocky, brash, like – we're not taking any bleep off anyone.
Well, we're definitely not doing that.
I think he's kind of an ass. He's our ass. Let's go.
Someone told me they may call in today, and if they do, I'll let them have. What do you
like?
Do you think he might be a little soft, like a little too thin skinned?
Tony V.
That's what someone else said. I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but does he have a flair for the dramatic in a way that may not always be the most beneficial? This is just a conversation I have with somebody else. I don't necessarily think that. This is not a team that's supposed to
soft,
be here.
First of all, soft is not the right word.
Okay.
Petty would be the right word.
Ooh.
Is he petty?
Okay, first of all, I love petty.
You are a big petty guy.
Big petty guy. I mean, if Tony V, there's a difference, right? Like Butch Jones keeping a list of media members in his back pocket, that's petty, stupid, petty waste of time. Tony V keeping a list of all the coaches who come up afterwards and say, your fans are mean or your kids have too much fun.
Quit having them grab their crotch after they hit a home run.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Evan Russell did a humping motion when he got to second base. First of all, it's the Tina dance from Bob's Burgers. Look it up. But yeah, that's kind of petty. I'm here for.
Or no hot water in the visiting locker room?
Was that? That couldn't be real.
That just has to be a coincidence. I don't.
You know, that's actually us trying to help the other team, because the Cleveland Indians went without hot water and they won the pennant. Mm. They had to do a hot tub with a fishing motor, a little outboard. When old what's her name cut off the water.
Helps relieve sore muscles.
Yeah, it's good. Ice tub. You're supposed to do that right after a game anyway. Baseball school tweets in. Let's not forget the time Tony V got suspended for a game and set up a lemonade stand outside of Lindsey Nelson. He's petty and I love it. Yeah. I forget what that was for. Is that when he got tossed from a game and just stayed out there and just kept going and going and going, and the SEC said you're out next game, so he sets up a lemonade stand out front to pay for the fine?
He's got a temper, yeah.
I think he's also got a really good sense of humor.
He might. I'm not saying he doesn't. I just don't know that.
I think the guy's just really smart and he really cares. I mean, a lemonade stand, that's funny to help pay for the fine. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just bonding you to your fan base. And right now, is there a fan base more bonded to their head coach? I mean, he's us. Look at the guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at the way he acts. That's us. I mean, that's a Tennessee fan. We're petty. We're mad. We're belligerent. We care a lot. And if you talk bleep, you're going to get your mouth tucked in a little bit. Like,
when we're going well, we're going to let you know about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
He's Tennessee. He's perfect. The Italian Stallion. Tony Vitellico. Tony V. Tennessee Vols. Guys, it's so easy. He's TV. Like, we're TV. Tennessee Vols. Tony Vitello. It's a match made in heaven. Mm. Drives a Maserati. Is super cool. Talks bleep to his former employer. Former boss. That's great. We all hate the former bosses here. Mm. They can get. He's the man. And again, just wait. I don't know if you saw this quote. I think it was from last week. He was talking about recruiting here, and his recruiting director has kind of had to build this roster with kind of whoever he could get, because what we inherited was not exactly the best mm-hmm. case scenario. And he said, now that we've kind of got this thing rolling a little bit, like, we're going to be recruiting with the big boys. Like, we kind of had to ragtag this thing for a couple years, and now, you know, we've got top prospects reaching out to us. The way the kids talk about him, I don't know if anyone listened to the interview, but Pavloni and the way he talked about Tony V and the team, it's a good culture. It's a fun brand of baseball. Mm-hmm. With a little flair, a little attitude, a little East Tennessee, get your mouth hit. Oh, man.
Well, baseball's baseball's always been a sport like that, because there's so much time to do other things. Like, you know, you got the weird, like, rally cap stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. that's why guys are so superstitious, because, you know,
there's time to think about.
Yeah, there's just
superstition.
You can mull it over. There's lots of, you know. I mean, if Peyton doesn't come this weekend, maybe we win the series.
Well, Davey did call that one. Said if Peyton threw out the first pitch, we were doomed. And then we jumped up 5-0. I'm like, well, idiots. Bums.
Yeah, it was like Oklahoma all over again.
Oh, it's a good analogy.
We could have blown it open 7-0. And
right, what happened there? Base running mistake?
I don't remember.
Something like that. I should take better notes on each game.
Yeah. No, we didn't do it. We did a lot of little things wrong.
I thought I was going to be right about predicting a Tennessee blowout in at least one game, but then we got shut out 8-8.
So close. And you feel like if you could have got 7-0, it would have. They might not even bring cops in at that point.
Maybe.
You might blast them.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping 5-0 would be enough, but it happened so quick, so early. Hats off to Arkansas. Not their fan base. They're annoying. They didn't say anything until they won the series. Then they're all like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Arkansas still has not lost an SEC series this year. Tennessee has now lost 2. Vanderbilt and Arkansas 1-2 in the country at the time of the series. Just to let that, like, we're right there. Vanderbilt's kind of fallen off. They lost a series to Ole Miss this weekend. That Ole Miss isn't good, but I don't know.
Now, we're the type of team that, because we don't have that elite talent, like, if we go into the postseason and can just can peak and be get get hot at the right times, kind of survive some games, and then when you play the best teams, you just got to be red hot. Then you'll have a chance to really do something special. But we're not just gonna out talent people the way Vanderbilt can. To me, they're kind of underperforming, if anything.
Oh no, they are.
But no, I mean, you're right there. You're in the thick of it with the best teams in the SEC.
Sole possession is second in the SEC right now. First in the East. You got to take care of Belmont tomorrow, and then road trip to South Carolina Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All SEC series this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, to give teams time to get to Hoover and prepare.
Yeah, the
quick turnaround.
SEC Network Plus Thursday at 7, Friday at 7, and then SEC Network for a Saturday noon o'clock first pitch.
Noon o'clock. Got it. Love those nooners.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan.
That's going to be a big series. South Carolina swept Kentucky over the weekend. So,
good for them. Good for them.
Could be big for Tennessee, keeping that, want to stay in the top eight good graces as you head towards tournament time.
I don't think Tennessee's done anything to...
Like, we need to host a regional, you know? I mean, we need to host, not a regional, we need to host the Super if we get that far. I mean, I don't have to go... I don't end up slipping and being the nine and having to go on the road to somebody.
No, I'm with you. How does that work? If there's an upset, does the team who upset that school take over? Or would it just drop to the next highest seed? Like, if a top eight seed gets upset in the regionals, and we were the nine, would a super regional fall to us if we advance?
No.
Okay. So the sites are all pretty
determined. Yeah, I mean, they didn't have it last year. I'm trying to think.
Right.
Last time I remember it, anyway, it was they only seeded eight teams.
Okay.
And so if a seeded team lost, then whichever team...
You'd go there anyway? We'll look this up.
No, you wouldn't go there anyway.
Well, that's what I asked you. Then what? The team that upset, that team takes over? Like, they then become the host?
I don't remember. I don't remember if they can pick either of the two teams. They have to then pick.
Mm. We'll look it up. We'll check it. We got a break coming up.
All right. We'll do that. Yeah. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Should be a really good depot today since Davey hasn't had to do anything with all this baseball talk.
Yep.
Should be all getting it prepped up over there.
No NBA today, so not having to do any numbers on that.
There you go.
Oh, one less thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So normally they would seed all 16 teams. That way typically it never happens where a two or worse seed in both regionals that are matched up for each other with the super regional. I mean, usually a one seed out of one of the two regionals wins that are matched up next. So, you know, either you're going to the top eight seed's location if they both win, or if one gets knocked off, you're just going to the other one seed for them to host. This year's weird because they got these predetermined sites and you're not going to be able to get... You're not going to be able to, if something really weird happened, you're not going to be able to host if you're not on the list.
You're reading
where a venue could theoretically host this year without having a team in it?
Super, yeah.
Which seems really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would do that.
COVID.
Well.
Like, it's like the 50% capacity thing. Like they're just doing it.
schools are 100%. Venues are 100% no mask, and the NCAA is going to roll in here with COVID, 50% mask up.
Yeah.
I mean, even the CDC is on board with the, hey, you're outside, you've been vaccinated, take the mask off.
Okay, yeah. They kind of walked that back a little bit. But
which part?
Maybe we can get to that later.
They did?
If you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. I just read the blurb. I'll get to it later. Sorry, I wasn't expecting
Did
that right now.
Did you do your research, Houston?
No, I didn't expect it at 6:36, 7:36, whatever seven. Time it is. Yeah, yeah, sorry, I'm on Central Time.
Are you?
That's on me. That's
are you on Central Time?
It was a joke, Nate. I made a mistake, and so I was trying to cover it up.
I thought maybe you were fishing in the mid-state this weekend or something.
No, no.
Okay.
East Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I'm an East Tennessee man.
Interesting, the last NCAA baseball tournament we had, no teams seeded 9 through 16 made the College World Series. But it wasn't just straight top 8 that made it. 5 of the top 8 made it, and then it was, I guess, 3 kind of crazy upset teams made it. Kind of weird. So anyway.
That's going to be a real letdown if we end up hosting, and it's only 50%. Considering the guys have been playing, you know, the last 3 games with 100%.
They just break the rules, just keep letting people in.
I don't know. I would. But I don't know. At that point, like, a lot of other visiting teams won't want to travel. You know, fan base is like, we don't know if we're going to be in. Maybe it'll allow Tennessee to scoop up more tickets. Or do they allocate them evenly between the teams?
No, no.
It's just get them if you can?
No, so, being at a super regional on the road is rough. That's why you want to be a top 8.
Yes.
Which I feel like you were starting to say this. I think I interrupted you earlier. We didn't do anything this weekend to hurt ourselves.
Well, we'll know today at about, 8:05 when the new poll drops?
Sort of. I mean, that's the tricky thing about baseball, though. Like, none of those polls are done by the people that'll
No,
pick,
I know. I know. I'm just saying, if you've watched Tennessee, I mean.
Didn't it come out? Weren't we 7th or something in some.
What?
Some bracket?
Oh, I have no
idea. Oh, no, yeah. 7th in a projected bracket. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I thought you meant
last
in the polls.
No, before.
In the polls, we shouldn't drop more than a spot or two. If we're anything lower than 6, I'll be very upset.
Well, a lot of teams that are right behind us lost a game, at least one game this weekend.
That's true. I mean, Vanderbilt lost series to Ole Miss. They were ahead of us.
And some of them were even, I mean, like, who was it? The teams in other conferences, one team had a bad loss. I'll find it.
Okay.
I feel like somebody lost to, like, UL Monroe or something. I can't remember who that was. TCU played UL Monroe this weekend.
They were just behind us because Texas took 2 out of 3 from them. So they're going to drop even further now?
Well, I think they might have played UL Monroe either 2 or 3 games. I think they won. They might have taken 2 of 3, but, I mean, it's like UL Monroe beat them once. Like, I don't think you can move them up even though you win the series. Like, surely that's – yeah, they lost Saturday 4-3.
Mm.
And, like, in Mississippi State – lost their series to Missouri, which
that's right, that was a big one. They were ahead of us too, weren't they?
They were 3rd. So Vanderbilt lost to Ole Miss, they were 2nd. Mississippi State lost to Missouri, lost 2 of 3 in that series. Of course, Arkansas's number 1, they played us, and then we were at 4. Who was at 5?
Depends on what poll.
I'm on D1 baseball.
Was it Notre Dame?
I don't think so. I think they'd already dropped.
Baseball America has updated their top 25 poll as of this morning. Arkansas 1, Vanderbilt moved up a spot. Are we sure we updated that this morning, boys? Notre Dame at 3, Texas 4, Tennessee at 5. Tennessee did not move. Mississippi State fell from 3 to 6.
Must be Texas. There's no scores for Texas. Texas not play this weekend?
Don't know.
What the heck's going on there?
I'm going to read this Vanderbilt blurb. Team in Oxford came up with a shit. What? So they admit that Vanderbilt lost the series to Ole Miss and moved them up a spot.
Texas Tech was 7th in D1. They lost to Oklahoma at least one game.
They lost 13-2 yesterday.
Jeez.
Texas Tech did?
Oh, wait. I read that backwards. They won 13-2.
I think Vanderbilt won 13-2 on Saturday against Ole Miss.
Yeah, he's back.
Eh.
Comas left the show.
Lighter so, back. Now, okay. I got you.
Wasn't the most Tennessee thing ever for fans to be like, clue that strike Peyton Manning threw when he bounced it up there?
We're doing this, really?
Yes. I just think it's hilarious.
It was a hard angle to make, you know, to see what exactly happened. I still couldn't get a good view of it. Did he bounce it?
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, I didn't. Zoom in, and I didn't care. So you're telling me Peyton bounced it a little bit?
Peyton bounced it in front of the plate. He tried to throw it hard. He bounced it in front of the plate. And everybody was like, what a great pitch. Look at that strike. He still got it.
Well, if the guy swung at it, it would have been a strike.
There's no batter. It's the first pitch.
Well, ghost batter. Plate. Ghost batter swung. It was a nasty slider. Mm-hmm. Just a curve dropping off the end of the earth there at the end.
Yeah, Texas was fifth last week in the D1. And I guess that I don't know if they didn't play or what got rained out. Or then it was TCU, then Texas Tech.
Well, it's, again, like I said, at least according to Baseball America, and that one we didn't drop, right? Or we did?
What?
Did we drop in that poll, you said?
No, this one isn't out yet. This is D1 Baseball. This comes out during the show today.
So you... Then why are we reading last week's poll? I just read you an updated poll. We wouldn't go anywhere. We were fifth in that one. All right. But Vanderbilt moved up a spot after losing a series, so maybe we can move up this week. Maybe we jumped to three.
Texas was, like, off for some reason. I don't know why.
Finals week.
Maybe.
I'm kidding. I have no idea. As long as we don't get swept by South Carolina, we're going to be a top eight team.
What? All right. I have an updated poll, D1 Baseball.
Just now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was timely on their part. We thank you.
You guys are on fire this morning.
Arkansas number one.
What the hell are you talking about? You're not even saying anything. Just pipe down. If you want to help, help. We're sorry we're dealing with new polls and old polls and regionals and super regionals. We're learning this as we go. We're becoming baseball experts, unlike you, who just doesn't care.
Arkansas number one.
Naturally.
Texas is now number two.
Well, sometimes not playing can be an advantage.
Vanderbilt's number three. Tennessee stays at four.
Okay, good.
Texas Tech at five, moved up. Oregon six, Arizona seven. Notre Dame's eight. Florida's nine. Mississippi State fell from three to 10.
Jeez. I mean, let's be honest, though. That's a bad Missouri team. Yeah. That's a bad Missouri team. Where were they? Was that at Missouri? Or did they host that?
I think they hosted. I believe.
Ooh. Yeah, apparently they narrowly avoided being swept. They were down 4-2. In the seventh inning. Had to make it work. Yikes.
Yeah, they were at home.
Really? Missouri? What do you want to say? They weren't that good. Mm-mm. Well, that's what we said. The Missouri series, that's a good one to go sweep and take care of business. We did that.
Mississippi State, I mean, they swept A&M. Then they took 2 of 3 from South Carolina. Then they won the first game against Missouri and then lost the next two. That's a big drop, though. My word.
I still don't understand the Baseball America poll moving Vanderbilt up after they lose the series to Ole Miss. Ole Miss currently ranked. One moment, please. Weren't they, like, pretty good to start?
They're 13th here.
13th?
So they were 18th, correct? So, 5-spot jump.
Well, he's on
different. They're 11th. They jumped 17th to 11th in Baseball America. So they jump 6 spots for beating Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt jumps 2 spots or 1 spot for losing to them. That makes perfect sense, don't you think, Hickman?
That's
good. That's quick math.
Here's your SEC schools according to D1 Baseball. Arkansas is at 1, Vanderbilt 3, Tennessee is at 4. Then you got Florida at 9, Mississippi State at 10, Ole Miss at 13, South Carolina's at 21. That's it.
Arkansas is now 14-4 on the season against top 25 teams. That's pretty good. It's just they don't have really outside of Cops. I didn't see anything that they have where I was like, oh my god, how do you compete with that? And really, when you watch Cops,
we couldn't hit Monk on Friday.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's not like you watched any of those guys with the exception of Cops. And even with Cops, there's a little bit of skepticism there because it's like, what exactly makes this guy so good? Must be the beet juice. But it feels like we're right there. Especially if we can get pitching like we did from Heflin and Tidwell. And, I mean, Cheese wasn't bad.
That's what I'm saying, that we got outstanding starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
We got, I don't know. We got heroic hitting to win one game, and we still, like, that's just the difference. Like, just all the little things. All the little things.
I'm just saying, I didn't come away from, you know, I mean, Vanderbilt shelled us a little worse than Arkansas.
Right.
But
yeah.
That said, I don't think I came away from the Vanderbilt series thinking, oh, man, we don't have a chance against these guys if we see them again. And I certainly don't think that about Arkansas. I do think we're getting better.
It feels like it's Vandy and Arkansas at the top, and then Tennessee, then the two Mississippi schools are kind of just like right there, like can play that well.
What did you think about Pavloni over Greer this weekend? Do you like the move? I know Greer caught Friday, and they brought Pavloni in to kind of pinch hit, if I'm not mistaken. And then I think he caught Saturday at least some, and then he caught Sunday. Wise move to try to get him back and ready, or do you try to, you know, go with what's been working with Greer and try to win the series? Not that you necessarily would have, but Pavloni had a couple. He did fine at the plate, though. I'll give him that. He was good at the plate.
I didn't like bringing in Booker yesterday.
Well, he'd had a double off Cops the Friday before.
But, I mean, I don't like just going off one at bat. What's his face?
It was the only guy to get two bases off Cops. Like, it worked the first time.
Durkee had been on fire, though. He walked. He worked the count. He's a lefty. He got in a hit.
You're right.
The at bat before.
He really just needed a hit, too.
And we put him down with runners on first and second. Man in scoring position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably would have left Durkee in just because he had done well that day. But hindsight's 20/20, mm-hmm. Nate.
I don't know.
Booker gets up there and rips another double. We're not having this conversation.
That's a good point by you. Come back with final segment. Hour number one. Stick with us on 3 and Out. Final segment, hour number one. I think it was one in stripes that says, you know, Tennessee should be swept this last weekend.
Against your Gamecocks.
For a top 8 seed.
We have any history with South Carolina? They hate us?
Not that I know of. In fact, I kind of feel like typically, South Carolina's been good in baseball, and Tennessee's bad, and vice versa. Like, when was Tennessee's last trip to Omaha? You know,
05, 06, something like that.
Yeah, see, I feel like South Carolina was good in like really early 2000s, and then they won their national championships in like 10, 11, and then lost the final in 12. Maybe that's when they were really good. I can't remember anything. And it's a whole new crew now.
Sure.
I don't need those guys anymore. Ray Tanner, the previous coach, is the athletic director now. Made that Shane Beamer hire.
Hey.
He really isn't. He didn't even pick a good baseball coach to follow him.
They're 31-18 on the year, 20-6 at home, Nate.
I have been to that park once. Mm. Pretty nice. Down there to watch them play Mississippi State one year.
They got one win over Vanderbilt when they hosted the Commodores. They were swept by Florida. Let's see here. They won the series at Georgia. They did lose a game to Missouri when Missouri came to Columbia. Won the series at LSU. They took one from Arkansas, 6-2, when Arkansas came to South Carolina. They were swept at Ole Miss. And they took one of three from Mississippi State. And then what'd you say? They swept Kentucky this past weekend?
Yep.
At Kentucky. They get Appalachian State tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Are we playing Belmont?
Belmont, yes.
Okay.
For, I think, the second time this year. Let me check that.
Yeah, last trip for Tennessee to Omaha was 2005, 2001 before that.
I stand corrected. We have not played Belmont this year.
Okay.
Don't get swept. Host a regional. Go to Hoover. Take care of business. Hoover. Oof. Not a fan. All right.
I do remember it seemed like every year where South Carolina made a deep run back in the day, they would always like lose real fast in Hoover. So do we want to go with that plan? Rest up the pitching arms?
I don't I mean, it depends on who you lose to. If you're the two seed, mm-hmm. No.
Well, at least we'll have that either way. You know, we'll either play really well in Hoover, get it celebrated, or we can be like, ah, we're just resting up for the big dance. Because in a lot of ways, the trip to Hoover is much tougher, you know, game in, game out, than NCAA tournament.
True. So what's the format for Hoover?
The first round is single elimination, which is, what, 5 through 12, I think?
Okay.
And then after that, it's double elimination.
Gotcha. Tennessee, current leaders in the SEC. Tennessee has a team leads in overall wins with 39. It's a tie. Tennessee leads the SEC in doubles with 108, walks 283, and fewest walks allowed 134. Individual leaders, Liam Spence on base percentage of 517, Jake Rucker with doubles at 16, and Heflin has the fewest walks allowed with 10. Tennessee first in the East. Team ERA of 3.53 is second in the SEC. Batting average of 281 is fourth in the SEC.
As long as Tennessee keeps a top four seed, they wouldn't play until Wednesday in Hoover. Tournament starts Tuesday. So that's why those games got to get done. These series this week got to get done Saturday. Because they're going to start like on the midweek schedule, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Take care of business. So Peyton dirted it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't even close. Try to throw it hard, too.
Just get it over the plate, boss.
It was his glove hand. When he went to throw it, he, like, tucked his glove hand, like, kind of.
Like he's throwing a football.
Yeah. He didn't get good at, you know, good extension.
That's a lot of muscle memory there, man. That's hard to do.
Some people said it's what he was wearing, you know, the jeans and the long sleeves, you know, makes it tough, tucked in.
He had to look the part.
Mm-hmm.
What did you want to do, come out there in full uniform?
He could have done Lane Kiffin and wore a baseball jersey.
That actually would have been kind of cool. In, like, the cream top.
Just another L. Did you see how many people were legit, like, arguing about it Friday night on Twitter?
About his luck or lack thereof?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
No, I missed that.
Somebody finally was like, guys, the people talking about this and like making it a thing,
mm-hmm.
like being negative, are just joking around. Chill out. It's like, okay, somebody gets it.
But it is, you know, it is noteworthy. It's worth a conversation. Do I think he's actually unlucky? No. Does he come back for a lot of big games? Yes. And have we been pretty bad at the major sports that he comes back for? Yes. But I don't know. I worried about this in the Vanderbilt series. Like, that was obviously a big series because it's in-state. It's Vanderbilt. They're number two. You're trying to kind of claim your state, you know, stake your claim, whatever. This, with it being the first series with full capacity, like, do you think maybe the guys were just a little jacked up? It worked well at first. You came out and dropped 5 in the first inning. But then the nerves kind of start settling in. You worry about making a mistake.
Nah, I think Arkansas's bullpen is better than ours.
All right, it's fine. We know that to be true.
Yeah.
Not to knock Tennessee's bullpen, because I thought, who's our guy that came in yesterday? Tall guy, blonde hair, with a little fuzzy back here. Someone will
Hundley?
Have it. Yeah, Hundley. He's good. He was
good, but can't really.
I know, we're just not deep enough yet.
Cops
looks like a middle linebacker with a weird delivery. But now that we've seen him, I want to see him again. Now we know what to expect. Get in the film room, watch some tape, work on that slider.
Foster says the Vols shop tweeted out asking if Peyton was going to be at the rest of the series after they lost.
Mm. Is that the Vol shop taking a shot at
me? I guess. That's kind of weird.
Wow.
Callum said South Carolina went to the College World Series in 02, 03, 04, 10, 11, and 12. Won it all in 10 and 11. So when UT went in 01 and 05, they weren't there.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
They were the runner-up in 12? Wow. Going for the three-peat?
Yeah, yeah.
That's tough.
They actually knocked Arkansas out. I saw somebody that said, like, Arkansas talked a lot of smack for having never won a natty and only been, like, runner-up.
Yeah, but they're number one in the country. You get that.
I guess so. Get down them big jobs. We'll kick off hour two next.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.